It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Nick Castellanos homered in the bottom of the ninth as the Reds beat the Nationals on Saturday night. 7-6, the final score. Highlights coming up. But first, some final thoughts from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, they don't get much more exciting than a walk-off home run to win it in the bottom of the ninth inning. That's what Castellanos provided tonight. But it was set up by some good relief pitching from the Reds.
Yeah, I thought the move by putting Givens back into the ball game after the rough night last night was a great move by David Bell. Lorenzen threw the ball awfully well. You look back at even the home run that Hoffman gave up, he was still able to manage the inning, and it was obvious he didn't quite have his best stuff. Sims threw the ball well. How about Cionel Perez? He was on his game tonight.
Reappeared for the Reds after his stint down in AAA. But the offense had to kind of keep it going all night long as well, and they had to play catch-up a few times tonight. This was a lot closer to what we've been seeing from the Reds' offense so much this season.
Well, we saw a bit of fight back in last night's ball game. I think that carried over to today. And I think when you get things going offensively, it has a tendency to really liven up your clubhouse. We've seen what it looks like when you're not hitting. It has a tendency to kind of drown everything else out. But the last two ball games, the Reds have been able to swing the bat, and they've been able to swing the bat in comeback fashion.
7-6, Reds walk off with a victory tonight. Ed, back to you.
Now to the highlights. It didn't take the Nationals long to get on the board against Red starter Vladimir Gutierrez on Saturday night. With two outs in the first, Juan Soto walked. Josh Bell then singled, moving Soto to third. And Luis Garcia brought Soto home.
Has played in 65 games with the Nationals this year. One of their top prospects waiting on the 0-1 pitch. And in it comes, and it's ripped on a line down to right, and that's going to go all the way to the wall. This will score Soto. Bell chugging for third, and he'll get the stop sign there from third base coach Bob Henley. But it's an RBI double for Luis Garcia, his 19th RBI of the year, and the Nationals have a 1-0 lead.
The Reds went out in order in their half of the first, but they took the lead in the second. Tyler Stevenson singled. Kyle Farmer doubled, and A. Eugenio Suarez brought them both home.
Now, I'm not saying that that's going to happen with Jose Barrero.
And now Suarez sends a high fly ball deep right field toward the corner. Soto can't get it. That's going to bounce and go over the wall for a ground rule double. This will give the Reds a 2-1 lead. Stevenson and Farmer both score on the double by Suarez, his 19th double of the year. That gives him 9 RBIs here in the month of September and 75 for the year.
The Nats regained the lead in the top of the third off Gutierrez. Alcides Escobar singled, Juan Soto walked, and Josh Bell singled, scoring Escobar after a strikeout. Soto tried to steal third base, but Tucker Barnhart said, "I don't think so."
Garcia, left-handed batter, came into the ball game as a 236. The pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, blocked the throw to third. Good night, Irene. Juan Soto thought he had a great break, and he did, but he forgot who was behind the plate. When you've got two gold gloves, that's like taking candy from a baby. Thank you very much for taking off. I got you. You got me.
Gutierrez then walked Keibert Ruiz, and both runners moved up on a pass ball. Jordy Mercer then walked to load the bases. That was it for Vladimir Gutierrez. Tony Santion replaced him. The first batter he had to face was Andrew Stevenson.
One ball, no strike count. Santion, closed stance, pitch, line drive, up the middle. That's a base hit into center field. Bobbled once by the center fielder, T.J. Friedel. That will score two runs, and it's now a 4-2 lead for these Nationals.
Here's the pitching line on Gutierrez. 2 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts, 56 pitches, 33 strikes. The Reds got one of those runs back in the bottom of the third. Jonathan India led off with a ground rule double. He moved to third on a ground ball, and Nick Castellanos hit one deep enough to get him home.
Nick hit the ball right off the end of the bat, back to the mound his first time up. He got an RBI opportunity here on a wide open right side of the infield. And he hits this one high into the air, deep left center field, going back, Thomas to the track, got it. And tagging from third is India. He will score, and it is a 4-3 ball game. Give Castellanos a sacrifice fly. 89th RBI on the year, and now the Reds have pulled to within one.
Washington scored again in the top of the fourth when Lane Thomas led off the inning against Tony Santion.
It'll be the top of the order for the Nationals against Santion in the fourth. Right-hander fires, and first ball swinging Lane Thomas skies one to deep center field. Back on it, Friedel at the wall, looks up, it is gone. Home run, Lane Thomas, just to the right of dead central. And for Lane Thomas, that is his 7th home run of the year, all of them coming with the Nationals. And it's 5-3, Washington.
After the home run, Santion struck out a batter and he was finished. Justin Wilson came on to get the final 2 outs of the inning. Cionel Perez, who was just called up on Saturday, pitched a 1-2-3 fifth inning. The Reds tied things up in their half of the fifth. Friedel singled to lead off the inning. Delino DeShields walked, and India singled to load the bases. Max Schrock was next up.
3-2 pitch again. And Schrock swings, sends a fly ball to left. Playable for Stevenson. He's under it. The catch is made. Friedel tags at third. He will score. And it's 5-4 Nationals. Sacrifice fly for Schrock. No doubt he wanted to do more damage than that, but he will settle with the sack fly. That pulls the Reds within one, and the tying run still down at second base, and Delino DeShields, who has good speed.
DeShields was then caught stealing for the second out of the inning, but Nick Castellanos tied things up.
Now India's at second base, 2 outs. 1-1 on Castellanos. Here's the right-hander, Fetty, to the plate, the pitch. Breaking ball, looped, shallow right field, tough play, Soto. Long run, he won't get there. It's down for a hit. Here comes India to score. The ball rolls by Soto, and Castellanos is into second with an RBI double to tie the game at 5. For Castellanos, it's his 38th double of the year and his 90th run batted into the season.
Lucas Sims gave up a leadoff single to Lane Thomas in the top of the 6th, but he was stranded right there. The Reds loaded the bases in the bottom of the inning, but they couldn't score. That was a missed opportunity for the Reds, and the Nationals took advantage of it in the 7th off Jeff Hoffman. Luis Garcia grounded out to begin the inning, and then Keibert Ruiz put Washington in front.
And Chase Gutierrez, and this ball lifted high and deep to right field, and you can kiss that baby goodbye. 6-5 ball game. Ruiz with his 2nd home run of the series. And they've been just about in the same spot, and they have come from the same side of the plate left-handed. It was a fastball in, and he did not miss it. Only the 3rd home run of the year at the big league level for Ruiz. And wow. It did not appear that was that bad of a pitch. It was a fastball up. It was in. But that's also the place that Ruiz hit the home run in the previous ball game.
Yeah, I mean, that was up. It looked like even above his hands. And he still was able to somehow tomahawk that thing out.
Some guys are high ball hitters. First pitch, breaking ball here to Jordy Mercer. And Hoffman jumps ahead. No balls and a strike.
The Reds fought back in the bottom of the 7th. Nick Castellanos walked to begin the inning. He moved to second on a ground ball, and then Kyle Farmer tied the game.
Any fastballs, at least in this inning, that have been on the outside part of the plate. Line drive, left center field. That'll do it. That's going to go all the way to the wall. On to the plate is Castellanos in cruise control, and we're tied at 6 apiece.
Michael Lorenzen pitched a 1-2-3 eighth for Cincinnati, and the Reds went down in order in the bottom of the 8th. Michael Givens got a scare in the 9th when Ruiz hit a deep fly ball that was just foul, but he ended up setting the Nats down in order. In the bottom of the ninth, Max Schrock struck out to begin the inning off Patrick Murphy. That brought Nick Castellanos to the plate, and he ended a long night of baseball.
Signal given, the 0-1. And Castellanos puts a charge into one center field and deep. Way back, it is gone! Nick Castellanos walks it off, and the Reds are 7-6 winners.
There's your fastball. There's your home run.
They're waiting for him at home. And now he's into the mob. The Reds 7-6 walk-off winners on a home run to straightaway center field by Nick Castellanos. It was a fastball. It was middle of the zone on the inside corner, and he did not miss it. That is his 31st home run of the season. 7-6, Reds beat the Nationals tonight at Great American Ballpark. They lead the series 2-1.
Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. Washington, 6 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They strand at 10. Givens the winner, 4-3. Murphy the loser, 0-3. Home runs in the game for Washington. Thomas number 7, Ruiz number 3. And for Cincinnati, Castellanos, it was a big one, hit number 31. 3 hours and 41 minutes, 18,293 at Great American Ballpark. With the win, the Reds have now won 80 games on the season. Time to hear from the man of the hour, Nick Castellanos.
What was the, on the pitch, you got a fastball. You obviously aren't looking necessarily to hit a home run, but what were you looking to do there?
I was looking to hit a home run. You know, I'm not going to beat around the bush there. I knew he threw real hard. So, you know, anytime a pitcher is, you know, proud of their fastball and wants to play fire with fire, I love that game.
The fourth and final game of this series between the Reds and Nationals takes place Sunday afternoon as Tyler Mahle goes to the mound looking for his 13th win of the season. He'll be opposed by lefty Josh Rogers. We're on the air with the pregame show at 12:40. First pitch is scheduled for 1:10. And once again, the final score on Saturday night from Great American Ballpark. The Reds walk it off. They beat the Nationals 7-6. I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.